Welcome, Haunters. I'm your host, Ed Gannon, professional haunter, Something Wicked Productions. And in this Lovecraftian episode of Something Wicked, we'll talk about how to incorporate H.P. Lovecraft-style touches into your haunted attraction, namely tentacles. H.P.'s writings are a favorite of mine. I even designed an interactive H.P. Lovecraft museum once. Now, as far as haunts go, Cthulhu mythos themes mean tentacles, along with shambling mounds or shoggoths, which can look like almost anything, literally. Tentacles, however, can be a bit difficult. If you don't want to tackle making them, you can buy some from my friends at Fright Props. That's frightprops.com. They have several options. The main one, and probably most impressive, is almost 5 feet long and comes as just a latex skin foam filled for as low as $80 up to an animatronic version that thrashes around with sound for only $500. If you want to make them yourself, however, check out YouTube. There are all levels of DIY projects for making tentacles that move. The insides are the hard part. These are for the mechanisms, of course, which, if worked by hand, can be made for around $20. But the tentacle skin is another matter. Here, you could go with something light or heavy. The heavier it is, the stronger the mechanism that moves it has to be. If, for example, you sew a giant sock out of, say, satin or spandex as your skin, you can use a very light mechanism. If, however, you can sculpt or build up a latex one, the insides will need to be sturdy indeed for it to get the fluid movement you'll want. Moving them can incorporate anything from pneumatic pistons to rope tied to handlebars that you pull side to side. For smaller ones that move, there are nice USB versions, yes, USB powered. Being creative haunters, it would not be difficult to take a few of these $10 beauties and hook them to a cheap rechargeable 12-volt battery from Harbor Freight, and voila, you have mobile, moving tentacles. These can be placed in masks, costumes, on props, anywhere you want a little tentacle. Easy, kids. We're talking monsters here. If you want to make some yourself, the way you can make a big impression is to go big. Here's an example of a smaller one done really inexpensively, then just scale it up. Again, the moving mechanism is the trick here. Since we're listening, I'll give you a nice visual. If you take a bunch of the party cups you have been using to play beer pong with, and some of the ping pong balls along with some nylon string, like the kind you mark foundations with, and a few washers, you're ready to go. Start at the tip. I knew this was going to go south fast. Drill holes in the center of the ping pong balls and in the center of each cup bottom. Then one hole on either side of that hole, so you have a row of three holes in the bottom of each cup. Fish the string through the ball, then the cup, then another ball. Put two separate strings through the other two holes. Now pull on another cup inside the first one, as if they're stacked up. Don't forget to thread the strings through each additional cup as well. Basically, you want a wobbly tower of cups with a ping pong ball between each cup. You'll see how this works very quickly. By tying all three strings to a washer at the end of the first cup on top, you can pull the two strings at either side at the back of your new tentacle and make it move around. Very cool, right? Here's the best part. You can now take this same design and make it as big as you want. Need a thicker one? And who doesn't? Use 5-gallon buckets instead of cups and cheap small flower pots instead of the balls. Want a giant one? Use garbage cans instead of the cups. Look out! There's another way to do this too, which is an enlarged version of that snake toy we had as kids where you hold the tail and turn it left to right to make the snake wiggle. This is basically a series of U-joints that you could cut out of PVC pipe if you wanted to, but that is admittedly a lot of work. Skinning these looks best with silicone, but let's face it, who has hundreds of dollars worth of that lying around along with a mold for a giant tentacle? You can always throw some silicone on top if you want that texture. In the meantime, I would use fabric. For a more rigid support, make two sleeves or socks, one out of very thin fabric foam, its fabric backed with foam sheeting, then another with flexible jersey cotton or spandex. Paint it how you like, and you're ready to party with the Elder Gods! Look at the time. Okay, we'll wrap this segment up for now. In future episodes of Something Wicked, and there will be some, we'll talk more about aspects of professional haunting. If you have any suggestions or questions, please feel free to email me at edward@somethingwickedproductions.com. Just let me know what your haunt needs are, and I'll hook you up. Until the next time, be safe. This is Wick Ed Gannon, www.somethingwickedproductions.com, saying, have a wicked day. I have plans for this world.
I'm gone now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.